Today I'm joined in the studio by Karen Sprake, whose website Karen Cares offers advice and information to anyone caring for the elderly. Hi Karen.
Hi Julie.
Today we're going to be talking about scams. No one likes to think of anyone being conned out of money, but the elderly are more vulnerable than others, aren't they? Why is this so, Karen?
Tends to be because elderly people live on their own. Fraudsters, they've got a list called the Suckers List, which details older people who have previously responded to a scam. This list is bought and sold by the fraudsters. I mean, we're talking organised crime here. It's an estimated £3.5 billion was taken from people in the UK last year. And this figure doesn't include those who are too embarrassed or ashamed to report it and report the scammers. The elderly tend to be more vulnerable because they live alone, as I said before. Most of them haven't got the access to the internet that younger people would have, so they're not staying up to date with the current scams. They might not have friends or family nearby that they can talk things through, so something comes through the post and they've got no one to share it with.
I've heard of these. Are all the scams just on the telephone?
No, they're not. Obviously, elderly people, if they're not using a computer, they might not have email, but they're coming through by post, mobile phone and email.
And it isn't just financial loss to the elderly, is it? Many elderly people feel foolish and humiliated that they were conned, or even in some cases really believe the scammers are really trying to help them, and despite the best effort of relatives, won't be persuaded otherwise.
That's right, Julie. Many elderly people suffer a devastating financial loss. Sometimes people lose their entire life savings, and obviously this is going to lead to a loss of confidence and trust too. With 7 out of 10 older people being targeted each month, it's a huge problem that we need to address.
So what are some of the current scams at the moment, Karen?
The one I heard about last week, which really has concerned me, is a phone call from the fraud squad. Now, this was one of my clients. She received a phone call from the fraud squad questioning a transaction on her bank account. Luckily, she couldn't get the phone number, so she phoned the bank. Alarming part is, the bank said it was genuinely a phone call from the fraud squad. Now, other scammers are actually using this tactic, phoning up people, saying they're from the fraud squad and that there's an issue with their bank account, getting their bank account number and sometimes card details, and then using it to fraudulently withdraw money. This is a worry. What I would recommend people do if they get a call from the fraud squad is phone your bank and then get the bank to deal with it.
Because otherwise you can't tell which is true and which is a scam.
No, you can't. No,
that really. So you're better never to say anything.
Definitely.
And just phone your own
straight,
bank.
Straight to your own bank.
And are there any other scams via the post?
At the moment, the most popular ones are PPI, which is the Payment Protection Insurance. Somebody contact you saying that they're handling claims for you and you've been awarded compensation
right. For
being missold PPI. And then they ask for bank details to pay the money in, but obviously they don't take the money out.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a strange one, and I find this a bit difficult to understand, but a letter from a clairvoyant arrives saying that you're approaching a difficult time in life and you can avoid this by sending money to the clairvoyant, who following payment can help you avoid the bad luck. I think you've got to be into the sort of clairvoyancy to be interested in that.
Yeah, and in a vulnerable position as well, isn't it?
Internet scams, not just an elderly scam. I got duped on this, which a bit embarrassed to admit, but I was printing a document off for somebody one day and the printer wasn't working, so I went online, got the phone number, so I phoned computer customer care line and then got put through to an agent who would be able to talk me through the problem.
Right.
What they then did was remotely access the files on my computer, and which meant the system's now vulnerable. So they've gone through the files and I could actually see them going through the files, which has left the system.
That is all
now. Very
worrying. Yeah. What can we all do to protect ourselves, and how can we protect the elderly in particular?
There are a few simple things that we can do. Always destroy name and address details, shred them, envelopes and letterheads. Never give your bank details to anybody. Banks and building societies will never ask for card details and they'll never ask for PIN numbers.
Yeah.
Always check with somebody you trust before taking action on something you're not sure about. If someone's repeatedly getting cold calls, they can be registered with the telephone preference service.
I've heard of them. Does it stop all cold calls, and how do they register a phone number?
They can stop UK cold calls, but what they can't stop are the international ones and the ones that are computer generated.
Yeah.
It's easy to register with the service. The number that's needed is 0845 070070. That's 0845 070070. Takes about 28 days for it to actually come into effect.
Okay, that's worth knowing. What should they do if they think they've been scammed or feel someone is trying to get them to do something they don't agree with?
There's a helpline, Julie. It's called Action Fraud, where all potential scams need to be reported. The number for this is 0300 123 2040, and that again is 0300 123 2040.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Julie.